Shalom, Mishpocha. Shalom, family. Mishpocha is a Hebrew word. It means family, and we're the Mishpocha, the family with a Jewish heart, made up of Jewish and non-Jewish people, where the middle wall of separation between Jew and Gentile, it's finally come down to form one new man. Getting ready, Mishpocha, to blow the grandest shofar, or the grandest trumpet in Zion. We want everyone, everywhere, to hear the good news. We want everyone, everywhere, to be red hot for the Messiah. My guest, Nick Grimsman, is red hot for the Messiah. He was diagnosed with incurable schizophrenia. There was no hope for him. He was, he was in fear of having lost his salvation because he was involved in a cult, and he was hearing voices, and he was just acting out in very bizarre behavior. No hope for him at all. He went home, his last resort. His mom says there's an Assembly of God church. Go there. He gets amazing deliverance, and then he gets insight onto how these strongholds operated in someone that has schizophrenia, or actually any problem such as addictions or personality problems or dealing with fear. And there are layers, and Jesus taught him step by step on how to be delivered. Now, just out of curiosity, Nick, it took a number of months for you to be set free. Is that the norm or not necessarily?
It's not necessarily the norm. You can't really put, I've learned that you can't really put the Holy Spirit in a box. So it could be quicker for somebody, or it could be longer for somebody. It just depends on, I guess, where they're at in their faith level. Or for me personally, when I was dealing with schizophrenia, I had layers of different things that I had to deal with to be free.
You know, I'm reminded of one of the things you got free of, which is considered by psychiatrists one of the strongest addictions out there. I was shocked when I heard this. Pornography. And you struggled with pornography. Now, I had a friend who's in heaven right now. His name is Dr. Derek Prince. And he used to make the statement that God does not set you free from your friends. He only sets you free from your enemies. Do you understand that?
Totally. I totally understand that, and I agree with him.
How did it work with you with pornography?
Pornography for me with it goes back to when I was a child. My father, rejected us and left when I was about 8 or 9, and my parents were divorced. And I found that when we have rejection issues or we have pain in our hearts, a lot of times we look for love in all the wrong places, right? We look for love. And so a lot of people latch on to lust because lust is the opposite of love in a way. And so lust is like the world's type of love. So at a young age, I started doing pornography probably about 10 years old. I had a neighbor, a gentleman, he showed me his Playboy collection. And ever since then, I was addicted to lust. And then it moved on to once I became saved, I was free from it at first. And then once I went into the cult and I got brainwashed and I tried to find myself again, I latched back onto that lust. And so then the addiction to pornography was so horrible and it was so tormenting to me. I felt like the biggest hypocrite, and I always thought I was going to go to hell for my addiction and all these things. And then, I went online, I looked for different ideas of how to be free from it. And people would say, deny your flesh and things. And then I realized and I learned that pornography, lust is a spirit, and that the person actually doesn't like doing pornography. It's a spirit that likes to do pornography that can be inside the person's brain. A lot of people will say, oh, well, Christians can't have evil spirits and things like that. But biblically, Jesus went and he cast the thieves out of the temple, and we are the temple of God. And so he cast the thieves out of the outer court. And
But the thieves were not in the Holy of Holies or the Spirit.
Correct. And so a lot of Christians, they don't understand the body, soul, and spirit concept, but your spirit man is saved and filled with the Holy Spirit, and no demons can get in there. But your flesh and your mind can have these attacks or these things latch onto your body causing infirmity anxiety?
Well, the Bible talks about a spirit of infirmity, and certainly a Christian gets sick, and that's a spirit of infirmity. To me, it's pretty conclusive.
Absolutely, and here's another one for you. When somebody goes up to the altar to get saved and they have cancer, they don't always get delivered or healed when they get saved. They have to have faith for it. So you could go and get saved and still be sick in your body. You have to have faith for healing and faith for deliverance.
Now, you have faith for people with mental illness. You have faith for people with schizophrenia because you walk through it. You have faith for people with that are addicted to pornography. But you've prayed for hundreds of different things. Tell me a few of the things you've prayed for that people have been set free from, understanding the demonic realm and self-deliverance.
I've seen two different women be delivered from multiple sclerosis, MS they call it.
Right.
I've seen one lady listen to one of my CDs, and she said that she felt a spirit in her breast come out, like fly out of her during the prayer time, and she had no more breast cancer. She was healed of breast cancer. I saw another lady through deliverance, self-deliverance, get cast out stage 4 bladder cancer. She was supposed to die, and she was completely healed because she cast out the disease. See, Paul told us that if we sow to the flesh, of the flesh we're going to reap corruption. Who causes corruption? The enemy. And so a lot of times these evil spirits from generational or from our past lives or whatever, they attach to our flesh, causing sickness or disease, and through the blood of Jesus and our faith, and realizing it's a spiritual problem and not necessarily a health issue. Sometimes it is a health issue, but sometimes it's a spiritual issue, and you can actually cast it out.
Well, see, a lot of people don't understand this. There is a deliverance ministry, and many people have sicknesses, and there's a healing ministry. And if you're dealing with an evil spirit, you should not be praying for healing. You should be casting that spirit of infirmity out, and people don't even get that.
Amen. And I believe that ministry, being a minister of the gospel, it should have everything included, healing, deliverance, everything. So when somebody comes up for prayer, the Holy Spirit can reveal to you if any healing or deliverance. And what I usually tell people who doubt this type of thing is to personally, in your prayer time, a lot of times we get taught different things that might be wrong. You know, somebody told them, Christians can't, they can't have evil spirits causing sickness. That's not right, da-da-da. But if you sincerely ask Jesus in prayer, if what you're dealing with is an evil spirit, he will answer you because he's faithful and he wants to help.
How have you had much experience in generational curses that give these strongholds place?
Personally, I learned that the evil spirits can come through like bloodlines, like your generations. My grandmother, she used to do a lot of witchcraft. And so when I was a young kid, I was into Ouija board. I was into palm reading and the occult type things, I believe, because it got passed down to me. And so through what I've personally done is I've went through and I wrote down everything because I take my relationship with Jesus very seriously. So I write down everything that I think that could have came through generations. And then I just pray blessings on each person, like my grandmother or maybe people I don't even know might have let something in my bloodline or in my generations or my genes or my DNA or whatever you want to say. And then I ask the Lord to break those curses, and then I just cast out anything that could have been coming through that.
Do you see a danger that in the entertainment industry now, so much is having to do with vampires and with ghosts and with UFOs and people being demonized? Do you see a danger in Christian watching these types of TV and movies?
Yeah, absolutely. What happens is that people or young people, they watch certain things about demonic type thing activity and things, especially like things with a lot of fear in it or a lot of murder and dark things. They can actually, fear and things can actually come into their mind And so you might have a child that is dealing with anxiety at school or ADHD, and you don't understand what's wrong. But if you look at some of the things maybe the child's actually watching on television and the movies and video games, that could be the problem. The evil spirits can actually get in their minds through what they see and what they hear. Kind of like garbage in, garbage out, they say.
Okay, let's suppose you had a 10-year-old nephew that was doing this, and you were going to minister to him. What would you say to him?
I would explain why I believe that the certain things aren't proper for him, and then I would ask him his symptoms that maybe he's having, like anxiety or ADHD or depression, nightmares, and then what I would do is I explain the love of God, and I'd ask the Holy Spirit to come, and I'd try to minister the love of God to the person. And what happens is people start feeling more of the love of God, and then they want to pursue Jesus and the Holy Spirit, and pretty soon these chains of wanting to see this different stuff fall off of them.
Now, just out of curiosity, with everything that you've been in and with all the people you've prayed for to have deliverance, do you have fear of the demonic?
No, not at all. Not at all.
Why?
Because I know that he who's in me is greater than he who's in the world, and that no undeserved curse shall ever land. So I understand the spiritual concept of if I walk closely with the Lord and I work on my own internal stuff, I call it junk. So if I deal with things in my life, like let's say bad attitudes or certain little sins or whatever is going on, I know that the Lord will be faithful to protect me from anything the enemy tries to throw at me.
I can't wait to get in your hands this book that the Holy Spirit literally dictated to Nick on how to be free from anything demonic, step by step, how you can do your own self-deliverance just the way he did. It's jam-packed with the most powerful information. It's short. Because God told them it had to be short for people to really get it. And then there's two CDs on freedom for intimacy, being free from all of the addictions and the demonic and anything that the evil one is throwing in, these layers and layers of things, how to get free. And then a special DVD that he did at the It's Supernatural television studio, and where he's going to pray special prayers just for you to be set free and be physically healed. This freedom kit is available for a gift of $35. To hear this week's interview or watch archives of our television show, It's Supernatural, visit our website at www.sidroth.org. That's www.sidroth.org. To receive a complimentary copy of our bi-monthly teaching newsletter, materials catalog, or information about becoming Mishpucha or Chalitzim, write to me, Sid Roth, Post Office Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28278. To place a credit card order, call anytime, 1-800-447-2697. For all other calls, the number is 704-943-6500. That's 704-943-6500. For a CD of this week's broadcast, send a donation to Sid Roth. That's SIDROTH, Post Office Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28278.